Okay, here's this. It says to Sherry Elf. Sherry Elf. That's an interesting name, and I wondered if her parents, when they named her, thought about the fact that her first initial and her last name spelt self. And I wondered what her middle name might be, because if it was Heidi, her middle initial would be H, and that would mean that if she used the first and middle initial with the last name, it would be Shelf. And that made me wonder, if that was true, she could choose. You know, if she were, you know, things were going really well for her, she could be Self. But on bad days, she could call herself Shelf. Because don't you think shelves have a tendency to, you know, they get all cluttered up with things and then eventually they collapse. And that led me to think about their family name, Elf. And when they have family reunions, do they call themselves the Elves or the Elves? And if they call themselves the Elves, would they be themselves as in the archetypical mid-19th century American portraiture by George Lukes, Himself and Herself, which, by the way, you can see at the Chicago Art Institute, but that's beside the point. And maybe that name comes after that, you know, that Irish way of saying he and she, like Luke's titles, Himself, Herself. But really, Sherry doesn't look Irish. She looks Dutch, but I think she's from Kansas, but I guess it's Missouri, but not Michigan. But everyone knows anything can happen in Kansas. I know it's Missouri, but it's Kansas City. So anyway, maybe somewhere back deep in the Elf ancestry, there's a little bit of Irish. So the Selves would be a family name that has lingered, perhaps from Limerick, and perhaps she has relatives somewhere known as the Others, and perhaps there are cousins named Michael or Mary. And then if they used the initial of their first name and their last name, they would be the Mothers. And then if they all were, you know, like after so many centuries reunited, the Selves would finally be with their Mothers.